move on to 4.0, CAO's office, and under that we have 4.1, smoke-free Nova Scotia. Who would like to take the lead on this recommendation? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I recommend that the Region of Queens Municipality, I should say, I recommend to the council meeting or just recommendation?
It will be a recommendation to next council.
Okay. I recommend to the next council meeting that the Region of Queens Municipality support the advocacy request of smoke-free Nova Scotia.
Second, Councilor Dancy. I would ask your CAO if you'd like to give us a quick briefing on this one.
Sure. This is upon receipt of a request for smoke-free Nova Scotia around some advocacy efforts. Just put this forward directly to council for its consideration. Fairly straightforward, smoking bad, and the society has come up with a couple of things that they want to advocate towards around their health campaign, and for your consideration.
Any comments or questions of councilors? Are we ready for the question? All those in favor of the recommendation? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Under 4.2, we have a procedural issue, and I would ask Councilor Johnson if he would like to start the discussion.
Sure. A little bit of background on this, and it leads me to two questions at the end, and it's to help me with my learning curve as being a fairly new councilor this year. I've been attempting since March the 2nd to get a motion in front of council, and from that point I respect the fact that it got bumped because of some timing issues with other agenda items and things like that. However, trying to get it to the agenda today, the first question that came up was I did not have 24-hour notice. Well, on March 22nd, my math tells me there was more than 24-hour notice. So my first question is that each week before council or before the committee of the whole, do I have to resubmit my request for a motion? That's my first question. The second question was, one of the reasons why it didn't make the agenda today was that we had to have staff analyze and see what the cost would be to do a study. You know, I don't want to get into the details of what my motion is because that's for when it does make the agenda. But we have, in my mind, do we take, what's the chicken the egg thing here? What starts it? Do we go to staff to see what it costs before we can ask the staff to do a report? Because I know we've asked staff to do reports in the past, and part of my decision has never been what it was going to cost staff to do a report. So those are my two questions, and understanding how effectively we can get things on the agenda quicker than 30 days.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Very quickly, we have an agenda process that we put items on, and we serve notification of the issues that will be coming before the meeting under that agenda, not only to councillors and staff, but to the public. And I would ask our CAO to clarify how we put items on the agendas and that system, if you would, CAO.
Sure. Council's guided by its own rules and forms, which is available on our website, the rules and forms of procedure of the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality, and it also refers to Borno's procedures regarding parliamentary procedure. So, as far as I can review, and I may need to review this some more in case there have been different direction provided before, it's up to council to provide motions in advance of the meeting in writing, and that's the that's the fullness of the rules that we have in place. It seems to me that there's some question around how far in advance they need to be put in place, and I've reviewed Borno's this morning and our rules and forms of procedure. Do not see a time frame on here, although under Borno's, if the motion is of a procedural matter, a major procedural matter, there should be a notice of motion provided so that council knows that there is something major coming down. But in terms of a request, that would be within the purview of council. And I would say that the process by which motions come forward, because the rules and forms of procedure are a document of council, that would be for council to discuss. As far as I can see, any motions written before being debated should be there. I would say that it would be appropriate that we provide clarification in terms of what is prior. Is prior 5 minutes before the meeting, or is prior at the agenda? But with that, that's what's in front of us for rules on bringing the motion forward. Council can do that within those.
So to add to that, the easier solution to this protocol would be for a councillor who has an issue to speak to the CAO, who is empowered to assist putting together a motion to include in the agenda, which is then distributed to the staff, to councillors, to the public, ahead of the meeting. And I think that's a workable system, and it provides an order to the procedure that we work under. It's very transparent, and I think it's very helpful to the system. We're in a situation where staff do provide advice during council meetings on motions, and that advice is very valuable. We're in a situation this week, of course, where holidays have only allowed staff to be at work this week on today's date. So that's the short and the quick answer to your two questions, and I know that it may not be a full answer, Councillor Johnson, but I think it is a workable solution, and the ability is in working with the CAO to have that added to the agenda prior to the meeting, which any issues that would be outstanding this week can be added to the agenda for next week's council meeting and be circulated prior to the meeting. So I do see Deputy Mayor McLeod has had her hand up, and I will take comments from Deputy Mayor McLeod first.
Thank you. I understand where Councillor Johnson is having a problem with this. I knew this was coming, and I researched, as Richard did, I researched the policies within the municipality, couldn't find anything there in relation to timing. I researched the procedure, rules of procedure, and it only states that that we have a motion written, prepared, doesn't say anything about timing on that aspect. I read Borno's rules of order, couldn't find anything there. So obviously this has just been an internal decision, or not a written policy, but it's just a suggestion. And we certainly respect staff's time and staff's knowledge of this, but I really feel if staff were given, if this motion that Councillor Johnson wanted to have put on the agenda, I don't understand why we have on the agenda changes to the agenda. What does that really mean? Does that mean deleting? Or does that mean adding to? Because in the past, we've certainly added a lot of things to our agenda that haven't gone through a 24-hour or whatever the amount of hours is that is required. I really feel we should look at this and discuss with staff what type of motions that they would require to have a proper lead-in time. And I really feel this could be discussed further down so that we don't really take this written in stone that we do a little bit more work on.
In response to your comments, I've researched as well, as I have since the 1st of November, since being sworn in. And I do appreciate the concerns that are being expressed today. It's more than just a concern of staff having the time to do research. Borneo's rules of order, which also apply to council meetings under page 22 under section 8 motions, states a question to be considered by the House, being this council, is presented as a motion moved by one member, seconded by another. 48 hours notice must be given of most substantive motions. Now, on that basis, the chair, being myself, would make a ruling as to whether any activity within council is following proper procedure. Today, I did not have to make such a ruling. We're having a discussion on these issues to eliminate any confusion going forward. And I would encourage all councillors that we are able to address motions, to have them included in the agenda. And we can do that through our CAO, who's more than willing to assist with writing any motion, should it require any tweaks. So on that basis, we will, and the CAO will, moving forward, work to have these motions on the agenda ahead of time. There are, of course, times when emergency issues arise that we bring forward a motion, and I do not rule it out of order on the basis of timing, because it's critical. And that is the way it has occurred since I have been elected, and I would expect that we can all work together to make this system work for the best of everyone. So, any other councillor like to have a comment or question on this? CAO, would you have any?
It's interesting, I just noticed, and council may have my Borneos and your Borneos are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yours says 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Mine doesn't, so I think we need to get it clear. We've got to get it current.
Yep.
Because that was the first time I heard that, but he's absolutely correct. His copy of Borneo's does say that.
Mine doesn't.
Yeah. Interesting.
Councilor Fancy?
I guess the question would be then, these are light questions, but important questions, is that if you submit something and it doesn't get on the agenda for this week, does it then just carry over to next week, or do you have to resubmit? And that's because if it was submitted before, then is that, you know, the 48 hours go, or does the council have to resubmit it because maybe the timing wasn't right, but you haven't had time to look at things like that?
Well, Councillor Fancy, there may be a meeting where we have such a long agenda that we determine it's not a meeting where we would put that issue if it's not critical for that time period. And certainly the CAO assists with putting those agendas together, and I do not see the need to go back with a formal request for it to proceed to the next meeting.
Okay.
It's on a list of items which would proceed,
okay,
and should proceed without prompting from a councillor on the motion.
Okay.
I think we can make this work smoothly.
Okay.
Yes. Any other councillors? Yes. So we will review and we will circulate amongst council the findings of the CAO on these issues so that we can continue to work forward more smoothly with good transparency. We appreciate that. Good conversation. We are now moving on to 5.0 in camera. I would entertain a motion to go in camera, moved by Councillor Fancy, seconded by